The verses that open each chapter, unless otherwise indicated, are from versions of Horace's odes, translated by Giulio Galletto and published in a charming small volume entitled In Questo Breve Cerchio, Edizioni del Panieri, Verona, 1980. English translations by Erica Segri and Simon Carnell. Perhaps time is the greatest remaining mystery. Even the words that we are speaking now, thieving time has stolen away, and nothing can return. Book 1, Ode 11. I stop and do nothing. Nothing happens. I'm thinking about nothing. I listen to the passing of time. This is time, familiar and intimate. We are taken by it. The rush of seconds, hours, years that hurls us towards life, then drags us towards nothingness. We inhabit time, as fish live in water. Our being is being in time. Its solemn music nurtures us, opens the world to us, troubles us, frightens and lulls us. The universe unfolds into the future, dragged by time, and exists according to the order of time. In Hindu mythology, the river of the cosmos is portrayed with the sacred image of Shiva dancing. His dance supports the coursing of the universe. It is itself the flowing of time. What could be more universal and obvious than this flowing? And yet, things are somewhat more complicated than this. Reality is often very different than it seems. The Earth appears to be flat, but is in fact spherical. The sun seems to revolve in the sky when it's really we who are spinning. Neither is the structure of time what it seems to be. It's different from this uniform, universal flowing. I discovered this to my utter astonishment in the physics books I read as a university student. Time works quite differently from the way it seems to. In those same books, I also discovered that we still don't know how time actually works. The nature of time is perhaps the greatest remaining mystery. Curious threads connect it to those other great open mysteries: the nature of mind, the origin of the universe, the fate of black holes, the very functioning of life on Earth. Something essential continues to draw us back to the nature of time. Wonder is the source of our desire for knowledge, and the discovery that time is not what we thought it was opens up 1,000 questions. The nature of time has been at the center of my life's work in theoretical physics. In the following pages, I give an account of what we have understood about time and the paths that are being followed in our search to understand it better, as well as an account of what we have yet to understand and what it seems to me that we are just beginning to glimpse. Why do we remember the past and not the future? Do we exist in time, or does time exist in us? What does it really mean to say that time passes? What ties time to our nature as persons, to our subjectivity? What am I listening to when I listen to the passing of time? This book is divided into three unequal parts. In the first, I summarize what modern physics has understood about time. It's like holding a snowflake in your hands. Gradually, as you study it, it melts between your fingers and vanishes. We conventionally think of time as something simple and fundamental that flows uniformly, independently from everything else, from the past to the future, measured by clocks and watches. In the course of time, the events of the universe succeed each other in an orderly way: pasts, presents, futures. The past is fixed, the future open. And yet, all of this has turned out to be false. One after another, the characteristic features of time have proved to be approximations, mistakes determined by our perspective, just like the flatness of the Earth or the revolving of the sun. The growth of our knowledge has led to a slow disintegration of our notion of time. What we call time is a complex collection of structures, of layers. Under increasing scrutiny, in ever greater depth, time has lost layers one after another, piece by piece. The first part of this book gives an account of this crumbling of time. The second part describes what we have been left with: an empty, windswept landscape, almost devoid of all trace of temporality.